0803.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Four lions are killed cow in Antula village as wildlife attacker sparks concern in Bala district. Linda compound residents are decry lack of transparency in CDF allocation. And in Africa news, the South Africa president assesses court to resign after court ruling. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Four lions have attacked a livestock in Ntulo village in Mbala district, killing one cow and sparking concern among residents. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says the incident happened on the evening of May 7th in Chief Tafuna's area. Mr. Chilabi explained that 31-year-old Joseph Musenga had secured a 6 kettle in his crow before hearing distress sounds around 19 hours. He says community members rushed to the scene and managed to chase the lions away, but one cow had already been killed. Mr. Chilabi stated that police officers had later confirmed the carcass and have since engaged the Department of National Parks and Wildlife to conduct a joint patrols and monitor the area. He has since urged residents to remain vigilant, avoid walking alone at night, and report any lion sightings to authorities immediately.
The Zambia Police Service has since engaged officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife to conduct joint intensified patrols and monitoring operations in the affected area. The Zambia Police Service is appealing to all residents of Ntulo Village and surrounding areas to remain calm, vigilant, and exercise caution. Members of the public are advised to avoid walking alone at night, closely supervise children, and ensure livestock are kept in secure enclosures. Any sighting of lions or suspicious wild animal movements should be reported immediately to the nearest police station, the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Residents of Linda Compound in Lusaka have raised concerns over a lack of transparency in the allocation of the Constituency Development Fund. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, the residents said only a small number of people have benefited from the fund since 2021, despite many applications being submitted. They explained that youths and women seeking support for skills training and empowerment projects have repeatedly failed to access sponsorship opportunities meant to improve livelihoods in the community. The residents expressed a disappointment with how the fund is being managed, saying they have lost hope for meaningful change if the current situation continues. They have since called on relevant authorities to ensure greater accountability, fairness, and equal access to the CDF so that it benefits the wider community as intended. A senior citizen in Kaperimposhi has raised concern over a damaged street light pole along the busy highway near a local lodge close to the Ministry of Education offices. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Justin Chola said the pole appears to be almost falling off and poses a serious danger to motorists and pedestrians using the road. Mr. Chola has appealed to district authorities to act quickly before the situation leads to loss of life or property damage. He has further challenged the civic leaders not to wait for a disaster before taking action.
It may fall on somebody one of these days or on a vehicle. The powers that be, they fail to do preventive maintenance, or rather leaving it not to go to that extent. They just look at it. 8 months or more has lapsed, the status remains the same. May the powers that be do something. Let the people to be doing the patrolling or the electrician to look at it. And the power, CDF, does it go for CDF such as little nuts? Kapiri, we must improve.
Kapa Delta Province Police Commanding Officer Mala Yui has assured a journalist of police protection during the election period and warned officers against illegally confiscating media equipment. Speaking at a media engagement dinner gala held in Dola, Mr. Yui said seizing cameras or recorders without a warrant is a violation of the law. Mr. Yui assured the media that police will protect the journalists in their line of duty as the country heads to the August 13th general elections.
Respect our colleagues from the media to work with us, and our working relationship should be positive. We appreciate that. I want to say here that as time comes, we are going to afford our colleagues from the media freedom to work with us. We will not confiscate the equipment that they use. We know that confiscating the media equipment, you need a warrant. Okay, that's law. You don't just confiscate it like that. The police officers who are in the habit of confiscating media equipment, they should know that they need a warrant.
At the same event, Kopa Belta Province Minister Elisha Matambo says the UPND will uphold press freedom throughout the campaign period and appeals to all political parties to respect the media. He called for issue-based campaigns are free of insults and violence, noting that voters need correct information to choose leaders.
Political parties, too, also to respect the media so that they can give our people the correct information. Allow them to come wherever we are going to have our campaign, because this campaign should be issue-based, and that's what the media wants. We should avoid insults. We should avoid antagonism. We should avoid fighting. The president has promised to have free and fair elections, and the way we know him, he will definitely deliver a free and fair election. And in that equation, definitely you cannot move the media. So we have to give them their space. We have to respect them so that we can give our people